Reverend Jesse Jackson and some business people are here on a private visit to Zimbabwe, not a U.S. government-sponsored visit, but they very graciously invited me to accompany them to a meeting with President Mugabe, which took place yesterday afternoon. I thought it was a very positive meeting. It was a long meeting. It lasted about 2 hours. And President Mugabe and Reverend Jackson shared perspectives on the civil rights movement in the United States and the liberation struggle here in Zimbabwe. And they clearly have a great deal of common history. They know each other well, and I think they like each other very much. So it was fascinating to be in that meeting.
Talking about American investment in Zimbabwe, would you say that Zimbabwe is ready to welcome international partners in business?
I believe that Zimbabwe is open for business, and U.S. trade and investment with Zimbabwe has increased in the last few years. We've gone from about $100 million a year in 2009 to about $160 million last year. So things are looking better. But my sense is that a lot of American investors are on the sidelines still. They're waiting to see how this year's political process plays out. The constitutional referendum was a very positive sign, and I know that one of the reasons that Reverend Jackson was here was to accompany some people who are looking at investment in Zimbabwe. So there's interest. But I think there's still a lot of wait and see, and the national elections to be held later this year will be really important. I think there's a clear link between a credible, peaceful electoral process that reflects the will of the people and the confidence that investors have in a country. So it's my hope that Zimbabwe will move through the election season very peacefully, very transparently, with credible elections, and will continue with the global political agreement. And that, I think, will inspire investors to move in here in big numbers later this year and early next year.